This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hiya, welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
Have you ever watched Crime Call?
No, but I've watched In the K and I love In the K.
Oh, In the
two
K.
Very, two very different shows.
It's not the same thing.
Well, no, In the K is like you're in the Garda car with them and you're going out to see like what's going on in the K.
Shit, what's Crime Call then?
Crime Call is like a full-blown show with a presenter in a studio with a load of guards on phones in the background and being like, if you know who this person is, will you ring in now? Because we need to talk to them.
Oh, yes.
It's fucking
like,
mad.
They're in primetime time. Like that
yes,
kind of situation.
Yeah, kind of vibe. Yeah.
My bad.
It's only on once a month.
Yeah, they used to do it in the UK and it used to be on the BBC called Crime Watch.
Right.
So
yes.
I would say that someone took it from someone, but it's like they don't do it anymore because I think it became less important and less people watched it. But they reconstruct these crimes, don't they?
Yes.
So it's like
they're really tough sometimes to watch it.
Not to bring the case down, but I remember when the whole Madeleine McCann stuff happened.
Yes,
they did like the reconstruction of the night.
Was Madeleine on Crime Watch?
Yeah.
Stop. That's crazy.
That's a massive story.
I see. I was watching it last night, like, just because my housemates love it. Like, we just find some of it so funny. Like, there was some fella who broke into a shop in Fermoy and used, like, a brick to get into the thing and then slipped on the brick. You know what I mean? It was so funny. Like, some of the CCTV. But they're always like, now it's back to Mark with the CCTV.
Oh,
and then some girl walks over and she's like, all right, Mark, where are we off to next? And he's like, right, we're going to Fermoy now. And you'll watch it. And it's so fun and it's so good. And you're like, brilliant. It's like you've been framed, but crime.
Right.
And it's like, you know what I mean? And it's kind of mad.
And there's guards everywhere.
But there was this guy last night who was in, I think he was in Longford. And he went into a chemist and he was just looking around to see if there was any staff. No, there wasn't. So he just opens his jacket and starts stuffing boxes of chocolates and perfumes, all just then zipped up the jacket, walks out, no bother. And he's like, that's Valentine's Day sorted. But then he goes, this guy was spotted doing this in January of 2024. And you're like, what the fuck is he on now for? Have you been looking for him for a full year and a bit?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's almost like I'll watch Crime Call if it happened on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want this to happen years ago. He might be gone. Do you know what I mean? He could have moved. So yeah, Crime Call is on every month and it's on at 9:30. It's very late, but it's very entertaining sometimes. It can get heavy as well. Like last night's was a bit heavy, but it can be very entertaining.
Was this the clip that went around last month of that horrible situation on the bus? That racist attack on a bus? No,
I don't know.
In Dublin?
Potentially.
I'm not sure. Maybe that's where it came from. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
like,
these are just
CCTV, wasn't it? Yeah.
They could be just sent to... Oh, yeah. But like, the Crime Call, interestingly enough, it's typical Irish. It works. Like, last time it was on, the guards were like, yeah, we got loads of calls and we found all these people.
Amazing.
Like,
good.
It's unbelievable. And you just know that these people at home watching it going, oh, I think I know who he is and I'm going to ring
him. Everyone knows someone somehow.
Everyone knows ringing, yeah.
Or, he's my cousin.
Yeah.
Shit.
That'll be fun.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Wake up. It's a new day.
Wake up. Full spins, fully charged.
Every day. We're spins.
Let's go.
Good morning. What's crack?
Hello. How are we?
Very well.
Is it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
I know.
Oh, crap.
It is, yeah.
I'd rather it be Monday.
Would you?
Yeah. It's just such a nothing day. But I spent a good chunk yesterday walking around the house doing that thing that my dad does where he goes, does anybody have any glasses or bowls in their rooms? Is there forks up there? Because I swear we have more forks. I live in a house with four other people who are not my children. And I'm sick of them. I'm absolutely sick of them. I've counted that we have 9 forks in total.
In total, even when they're all there?
In total, when they're all there, we have 9 forks.
Well, you could do it a few more of them now.
And we have 5 bowls. Okay? I live with... There's 5 people in my house. That's not enough forks and bowls.
You should probably invest.
Yeah. See, this is the thing.
You can get them cheap, man.
I was going... The last time we needed something, we needed a kettle.
Mm.
And I was the one that was like, right, we need the kettle. We use the kettle every single day.
Mm.
I'll go and get the kettle. But God forbid I got a good kettle. Oh, no, can't be getting a Smeg kettle, David, because it's too much.
Oh, like, I agree.
It's only €25 each, and then we get a Smeg kettle. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Why wouldn't you want a good one? Do you know what I mean? But now I'm like, do I just take some forks from work? Would anybody notice if I took some forks from work? And I'd say they're able to get forks much easier than I am. I don't even know where to get forks.
I went and got bowls recently, and I was very proud of myself because we were running low as well, and the break had just... See, the problem is with the five bowls between four people, like, are people actually washing up immediately after themselves?
See, they just go in the dishwasher.
And okay, then and then that's the end of the day, and there's no bowl.
Exactly.
That's no good, man.
Not good.
And why is it that no one else you live with is concerned about this like you were?
I don't know. I think maybe I don't know, to be honest.
Well, look, a bit similar.
I think
like
they're all right. Me, they're okay with cleaning it as they go. Like yesterday, Linda, my housemate, had to take a bowl and a fork out of the dishwasher and clean it.
No, you see,
I couldn't do it.
I can't imagine anything worse. I'd be gone off what I was about to eat, to be honest.
Awful.
It's like when I moved into that house, they're like, we don't use the dishwasher. I was like,
I'll be using the dishwasher.
Excuse me? What? You're on Spin.
Good morning.
Recharged.
You listening, and obviously you, Dave, as well. I think this is just such an interesting story, and there are so many different ways to look at it, and my moral compass keeps shifting between what I would do in this situation. Let's just take it from the top. This whole story is about a robbery incident, I suppose, in essence. This guy initially had his bag stolen from his car. This was in Toulouse in France last week or the week before, and the bag contained his wallet and his bank card. All right?
Okay.
So the person who stole the card used the card. And he didn't completely overdo it now, in fairness. Well, if there's ever an unfairness involved in a robbery, but you know what I mean. £52 he went and spent on goods. I think it was like cigarettes and stuff he bought in the shop.
Right.
Included in what he bought in the shop with the stolen bank card was a scratch card.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I'm seeing where this is going.
This man with the stolen bank card bought the scratch card, scratched the scratch card, and on the scratch card was... 500,000.
No! I thought you were going to say 500 euro.
Half a mil.
Oh my God, half a mil.
This sounds like a lie. This story is legitimate. Now, this thief was obviously naturally completely overjoyed. Left the cigarettes on the counter. See ya. Ran, apparently. And the guy now who's was stolen, his name is John David. He filed a police report. And he's offered to drop the police report if this fella comes back and splits the winnings.
Not a chance this man is doing that. That man is gone to buy a bunker to hide said money in.
Do you think so?
Yes, 100%. That man's not seen it. He might get his wallet back. It'll be empty.
Now, but this is the other side of it. The lottery ticket's been frozen.
Oh.
Held now all of a sudden by the lottery operator.
Now, and if that's the case,
then hey, here's 250 grand.
Oh God, what do you do?
It's such a weird predicament to be in.
But if you see that person who has spent, like, who owns the lottery ticket? Is it the person whose money was spent on the lottery ticket? Like, does it say that in the rules? It should say that on the website.
I've been thinking about this, like, since I read the story. Yes, the guy who bought the ticket, it wasn't his money who bought the ticket with. But if your man, Jean David, who's the owner of the card and the money in the first place, what are the chances of him going to that shop at that moment to buy that scratch card? Very little.
Yeah, but it's not about chance. I suppose it's all about chance. It's the lotto, isn't it? But like, I don't think it's about like where and when you get it. Do you know what I mean? It's just, he was meant to win the lotto.
Yeah.
He was meant to win 500 mil. I don't know what to do in this situation. Although I do. I completely go against myself. I do know what to do in this situation. The man needs to give all of the money back.
All of the money?
All of the money.
I know.
He needs to give all the... He stole the wallet.
Yeah, you shouldn't be stealing, but like half and half.
Why half? Why does he deserve half? Because he bought the ticket.
I don't know.
Good to know you can rob Emma Nolan.
No, you can't.
Go and buy a lotto ticket, win, and she'll be like, well,
okay,
fair
is
fair.
Now that it's in my shoes, I want every
fair is fair.
The lawyer was emphasising that without John David's stolen cards, then the thieves wouldn't have won, so it was logical to share the prize.
How is John David spelled? Because you can't say it.
Ah, listen, doesn't matter, does it?
Is it spelled John David?
No.
How is it spelled?
It doesn't matter.
It's Jean Devard or something.
It's J-E-A-N.
J-E-A-N. Jean, yeah?
David.
Jean David.
Yeah, that's right. No?
Yeah, very good.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do in this situation. I think now that it's been frozen would make me, as a thief, go, right, fair enough. Can we settle this outside of the like, meet me at the Garda station. Here's 250 grand. Here's 250 grand. Sorry for stealing your card. There it is. And have a nice life.
Here's the only reason I think... Here's the only reason way I think you could split the money. if he found the wallet. If he found the wallet and decided to spend what was in it on a scratch card or a lotto card, whatever, then fine.
But he specifically
stole it.
But it's just as bad. You're still stealing if you find something and spend it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
If you find something and you go and spend, well, that's essentially just theft again.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like in that moment, if I find a wallet, I'm going to spend a euro or two.
I think it's a great case study for schools. Here you go, kids. What do you do in this situation?
And the reason I find this interesting is because one of the newsreaders in work here, Tom Douglas, posted about Irish Rail. Someone basically lost a diamond off their diamond ring off the thing on a train. And someone like picked it up and gave it in. I don't know if I'd be able to do that. I'd see a diamond ring and go, class, I'll keep that. Do you know what I mean?
What?
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine it'd be a diamond. So I'd be like, I'll keep that now and I'll put that on a nice mantelpiece and look great.
No.
Someone's pure diamond ring gone.
Right, Sabrina Carpenter, if you want to get to her sold out gig in Dublin in the next week or so, you and three friends could be heading along. Get yourself to Spin's website right now, spin103.com. You could be there with your pals for free. Honest.
Nice.
Here she is with Bedcam. You're on Spin. I was in a sheer
dress. Spin's fully charged. Recharged.
A lot of discussion lately on who the next James Bond is going to be, and I think I figured it out, because Amazon, the company, has taken creative control of the 007 franchise.
That's
so,
a mad move, isn't it?
Maybe it's Jeff Bezos. Who knows? Actually, I think he'd play a really, really good Bond villain. Like, he's in a suit all the time. He's bald. He's kind of small. So he might have an inferiority complex. I could imagine him turning, you know, a chair and petting a cat. Honestly, the more I think about it, the more I think this could or should happen. Or at least they should kind of maybe get some inspiration off him. But basically, in 2022, Amazon bought MGM Studios for $8.45 billion. That'll be on the cash machine next week, giving them the right to distribute Bond. So in 2023, Amazon Prime Video launched a Bond-themed reality show. It was called 007, A Road to a Million. So at least they're trying things with this Bond stuff. Like, they're actually into it and they're not just like doing for money grab and
not
stuff.
Not just put on their catalogue. Like,
yeah, like the thing was hosted by Brian Cox from Succession. Do you know what I mean? So like, they actually are putting money into it and they seem to really, really like the whole James Bond thing. So it got me thinking about Amazon and what the stuff they sell, and will we start to see some sort of product placement in the new James Bond movies?
Well, it'd be silly if Jeff Bezos not to act on that, would it?
Yeah, it would. Like, I think we could probably, like, a lot of the props could be bought from Amazon.
True.
You know what I mean? But I then also thought, there's a lot of things on Amazon that I imagine no one ever buys. And Jeff Bezos was probably like, can we get rid of this stock? So what I'd imagine is they'll put it in the James Bond movie to try and sell them off.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So say, for example, I looked up a list of the weirdest things they sell on Amazon. On top of the list was a Nicolas Cage pillow. Okay, but you could customize it. You could get a different face
you
on
could.
It. So I think M could reveal to Bond who the target is by brushing up the little plastics on the pillow to reveal the photo of the target.
Oh, wait, so they have all those little circular dots.
Yes.
That you,
yeah. So when it's kind of brushed down, it just looks like a normal pillow, and boom, you swipe up, and it's Bezos.
Sorry, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. So I think that could be something M could do. Edible glitter was also on the list.
Oh.
Could be good if someone died in a glitter factory or something.
It could.
There was this one. I thought this was bizarre. A cat bum tissue holder. Basically, it's a porcelain cat, but it's also a tissue box holder, so the tissue go underneath the cat and you take the tissues out through the cat's bum. So I think that
people
this could
weird.
Work
people are
they
weird.
Are weird, but I think this could work. Like, if instead of the villain stroking a cat, he could reach for the cat out of the bum and just take a tissue and just have it on the desk. You know what I mean? If this evil genius's lair or whatever. There's a floating crocodile decoy is obviously not selling very well for some reason, but maybe if Bond goes to Florida, Bond goes to Australia, you know what I mean? I think that could actually work quite well. This one I'm proud of, right? You can buy an anatomy bathing suit.
Okay.
So basically you're in a bathing suit and it just looks like...
All your insides. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. So that's basically what the top is. So maybe they could use this for when the Bond girl inevitably dies, because for some reason she always dies, and anyone who like kind of came to look at the body would be like, boom, there's her anatomy.
They
wouldn't have to pay for CGI to be like, oh, look, she's been ripped open. Just put the bikini
on. Cost effective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See? A baguette pillow. Bond in France, maybe he stays in a fun hotel. You know what I mean? They have baguette pillows.
I actually think if all of these props made the cut, I'd probably watch my first ever Bond.
Yeah, it would be good, wouldn't
it? Sounds like... A bit of crack.
And then lastly, chicken legs, knee-high novelty socks. Right, so
chicken.
Basically, they're socks that go all the way to your knee, and they have chicken legs kind of drawn on them. And basically, if I had this thought of no one seeing the villain's face, but they only see his socks, right? And they pop up at the very end of the movie when this man or a woman on screen, and we think they're just a normal man or a woman, but then we pan down and we see the socks, and boom! Chicken knee-high socks.
Lads, I'm honestly telling you, that if even half of them made the cut, I'd go to the cinema to see it. I'd pay big money to see it.
And Emma Nolan hates the cinema.
Morning. Please, bring me to Sabrina.
Hello. Oh, it's not going to be long coming around. Next week, God, I will be riddled with FOMO.
Why does she have such a deep voice?
Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello.
That's how she talks. Gas.
She's coming, and then her singing voice is so high.
Yeah, it is. Oh, she's got range. Girl's got range. She's coming to the Three Arena next week. Tickets are completely sold out. So, that's it. Nah, we're only joking.
Oh, well.
We want you and three mates to get into the gig on Monday, the 3rd of March, on us. Right, not only that, we're going to put you up for two nights at the 4-star Mont Hotel on Merrion Street. We're going to give you €200 travel allowance, a night out on the Sunday, dinner before the gig on the Monday, and a limo ride to and from the gig to your hotel as well. I think this whole thing is just such a... It's like a little holiday of... This is what it would be like to be like a massive star in the 90s.
Yeah. I keep imagining.
Who gets a limo anymore? I mean, we're going to throw a limo in for the crack.
Smiling away to myself here, thinking of the crack with the girls. But I'm like, what would make me so overjoyed if two, like, lads won this?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Love Sabrina, lads. I absolutely love her. She's playing the Three Arena on Monday, and it doesn't matter who wins. It's a game of complete chance. All you got to do is register at spin103.com. It is completely free to enter, by the way. Spin103.com is where you need to do it, though. Or if you don't really fancy doing that this morning, just send us a little WhatsApp and we'll send you the link now if it's handier for you.
Maybe you've no idea how to spell spin1038.com.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely fair enough. Listen, you've got to be over 18 to enter this Go-Loud network competition, and you need to get your entry in by 12 noon on Friday. Okay, so that's like 11 a.m, half 11 a.m, quarter to 12, and then just shut up. Okay, noon. So then we're going to ring people back. So it's not like midnight. It's noon.
Oh, right, you know right, I mean? Right.
Yeah. Need people to be aware of that. 12 noon. So then we're going to ring people back who have entered. If you get our call, you can't answer with hello. You cannot answer with, how are you? You can't answer with,
hello.
Who's this? None of that. You have to answer the phone saying this exact phrase. Please, please, please bring me to Sabrina. It's as simple as that.
And you know how tough it is. You can't even say, I asked yesterday, you can't even say, please, please, please take me to Sabrina.
Oh, no, like, don't even bring that into someone's head. No, don't even, no. Bring.
But my point is, like, it's not even like the double please.
Yeah,
it's literally word for word they're looking for here. So please, please, please get this right. Please, please, please bring me to Sabrina. Also note, you got to answer your phone within five rings. It'll be myself and Dave making the call
Friday. I'm so nervous to make this call.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it. I'd actually rather there be 750 grand. On the line of the cash machine.
See, you've made the cash machine call, and like, I feel like that would honestly fill me with such anxiety. Whereas this is even worse. This is so much scarier because it's like younger people who want to go to Sabrina.
I know, I don't like
it. So just write it down, put it in your phone, put it somewhere, put it on your hand, don't shower. Please, please, please bring me to Sabrina.
And get yourself to spin103.com to register. We could be ringing you on Friday.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Rosé, Bruno Mars and APT. You're with Emma and Dave here on Spin. Good morning.
What's going on?
Good morning, producer Callum.
Good morning and welcome to Top 10 Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Alliteration on the show. I did not say yes to this.
You know me. If something's catchy and I can make the same letter in every word, I'm going to do it. It's Top 10 Tuesday, where every Tuesday we're going to give you a topic and you have to fill in the top 10 answers of said topic. So, for example, if I said to you the top 10 most populated places in Ireland, you'd obviously say Dublin, Cork, Limerick. They all make up part of the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you both have two lives each in studio when I give you said topic, and you lose a life within each incorrect guess.
Okay. Right.
So if I, again, for example, if we did the top 10 most populated places in Ireland, you said London, that's obviously a life lost.
Yes.
Because London is not in Ireland.
Thanks, Callum.
Just to clarify things. If the space left in the top 10 after all of your guesses, after you've lost all your lives, we'll throw it out to you listening, 0877 111 1038. And if you're able to fill in any of the blank out of the top 10. We'll give you an IMC cinema pass for each blank you fill in.
Okay, this is good.
Okay,
all right, I'm with
you. So, today's topic for the first ever official Top 10 Tuesday is the top 10 most followed accounts on Instagram.
Oh. Chris, do I start?
I was going to start with Emma, but you started saying things, so Dave, you go first.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Dave, you are correct. He features it in number 2 position with 649 Instagram, a million followers.
Number 2? Oh, yes. I thought he was the most followed.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, congratulations, Emma. That's a point for you. She is in number 4 position with 422 million.
Who's number 1? Messi.
Lionel Messi, a point for you, Dave. 505 million. That is number 3 for him. So you've got
Who the hell is number 1?
You've got 2, 3 and 4 so far. You're doing well. Over to you, Emma.
Beyonce.
Beyonce features in number 9.
Oh, you were close.
Beyonce has 313 million followers.
I love that you're going for the sports people.
Yeah, so after 2 guesses each, you've got 2 points each. No lives lost.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift doesn't feature in the top 10.
No.
Life lost for our day.
Taylor Swift has 282 million followers, which means she is number 14 in the list.
I should be good at this. I don't understand who number 1 is.
I remember the headlines about who took over from Selena Gomez, and the name just won't come to me.
I'm so sure it's Ronaldo.
Who's in that world? Is Justin Bieber on the top 10?
Justin Bieber features at number 12.
Oh.
Damn it. All right, okay.
Okay, so you've got 4 in there already. Number 2, Ronaldo. Number 3, Messi. Number 4, Selena Gomez. And number 9, Beyonce. Dave and Emma, you both have 1 life left each.
Oh, man. Okay, come on. Thanks.
Dave, it's over to you.
I'm trying to think of another footballer. I'm going to say Neymar.
Neymar is not in the top 10.
Oh, my God.
He's in the top 20. I don't have his stats, but he's in the top 20.
Oh, my God.
So, Dave, you are out of lives.
Damn it.
Oh, damn. Okay. I reckon I'm going to be out soon as well, because this bloody name won't come to me. I'm going to have to go for one of them, because surely is Kim Kardashian in the top 10?
Kim Kardashian features at number 8.
Yay.
Emma Nolan. Okay.
So Emma, right. Congratulations in studio. You've won the week already.
Okay, thanks.
Kim Kardashian has 358 million Instagram
followers. We're
missing
number 1, number 5, number 6, number 7, and number 10, yeah?
Yes, and you're still to play.
I'm going to say, I'm not confident in it, but Rihanna.
I was going to say Rihanna.
Rihanna does not feature the top 10 whatsoever. So let's go through the list, what we have so far. Number 2, Cristiano Ronaldo. Number 3, Lionel Messi. Number 4, Selena Gomez. Number 8, Kim K. Number 9, Beyonce. That means we're looking for 1, 5, 6, 7 and 10. If you think you know any of those, just message us the word 10 right now to 087-711-1038. We'll do a couple of calls, might give away some cinema passes, and we'll reveal the full top 10 in about 5 minutes.
Exciting stuff. And do us a favour, yeah? Don't Google it. Then it's not fun for anybody.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello, I'm producer Callum, and this is Top 10 Tuesday. It's where I give you a topic and you have to fill in the top 10 of that topic. So we're looking at the top 10 most Instagram followed accounts in the world so far in studio. We've got 5 out of the 10. You did very well. Cristiano Ronaldo in 2, Messi in 3, Selena Gomez in 4, Kim K in 8, and Beyonce in 9. But we're looking to fill in positions 1, 5, 6, 7, and 10.
Mm. It's Maeve who thinks she knows this morning. Hello.
Oh my God, hello.
Good morning, Maeve. You're with Emma and Dave.
That works. Listen, Top 10 Tuesday. What do you say in one of the most top 10 followed Instagram accounts in the world? What do you say?
Go on, Maeve.
Kylie Jenner.
Callum, what are you saying?
Kylie Jenner. It's one that you completely missed. And Maeve, you got it spot on. Well done. She features in number 6 at 394. Maeve, keep going. You've got 1 cinema pass. We don't want to just give you 1, though. Throw out some more names.
God. Who do you think?
I can't think of any more. I don't know any soccer players.
I'll tell you what, there's no more sports stars.
Is there not?
Well, no more football players anyway.
Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's a great shout.
And she's got it in one. Well done. Dwayne The Rock Johnson he comes in at number 5 with 395 million followers. That's 2 for 2. Do you want to play on, or do you want to jump out there?
She's getting confident.
Kendall Jenner.
She's number 13.
Ah,
she's not in the top 10,
we're
but very close.
We're not going to revoke the cinema pass, though.
No.
You've got your 2, Maeve. Well done.
Nice one, Maeve.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Well done, Maeve. And do you know what? While you're on the line, let's fill in the top 10 for you as well. So we'll go through the ones that you missed out.
Go on.
So in at number 10, no one got, and it was very close to Kim K, Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe has more than Kendall.
304. Then we got number 9, Beyonce. Number 8 was Kim K. Number 7, nobody got, Ariana Grande.
Oh, okay. Crap. That's so obvious.
Yeah. Number 6, Kylie Jenner. Number 5, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Number 4, Selena Gomez. Number 3, Lionel Messi. Number 2, Ronaldo. And number 1, you're all going to kick yourself when you hear this.
It's kind of
annoying. I kind of hate this for it. With 685 million followers, the most followed account on Instagram is Instagram.
Who actually follows? I think so too, Maeve. Who actually follows Instagram?
I don't
on
follow
Instagram?
Instagram. I don't follow them.
Anyway, Maeve, listen, a pair of IMC cinema passes headed your way. Well done, and have a lovely day.
And everybody And everybody check if they follow Instagram as well.
Happy Tuesday.
Good luck. Have a great one, Maeve.
All right, on the way is the golden ticket. We want to get you to the Sunshine for 7 nights, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yeah, we're going to sort you out 7 nights at the annual flights at Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura, so you can just kick back, relax and enjoy the sun. That's all you have to do. Well, first you have to win our game. And if you want to play our game, then WhatsApp us the word golden right now to 087 711 1038.
And welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
I think it's
going
to be a nice day, you know.
Oh, I hope.
A lot of sun knocking around. I was doing a bit of a clear out of the house yesterday, and I went through like the drawers and the presses in the sitting room. You know, stuff that you normally wouldn't really. Places I haven't been in a long time.
I do enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do enjoy that.
I came across some things that really brought me quite the throwback, particularly from the time we don't mention, the COVID times. I purchased during that time, not one, not two, but 3 skipping ropes.
Oh, you were one of them.
Yeah. So
it's so funny because I bought a PlayStation.
It brought me back to the first skipping rope I bought was really good, but the problem was it was too long. So when I was skipping in the sitting room, my housemates were trying to sleep, the skipping rope kept knocking off the roof. So they'd be like, Emma, will you stop skipping? And I'd be like, oh.
Was it one of the professional ones where it's literally like a whip?
It was actually like, it was so sore. Every time I got my toes, I'd be like, ow, but I just kept skipping on. Then I had to downsize twice.
Okay.
That's how committed I was to skipping, that I got 3 skipping ropes and I kept checking the measurements to be like, will they be hitting off the roof or will my housemates be whatever.
And have you thought of doing it outside?
At the time, I just wasn't really into it. It was very dark. I think it was winter time and I just didn't want to be skipping out
the
back garden.
She only skips at night.
The only thing I bought at the time were weights, a yoga mat and loads of paint, as in for painting.
I'm going to say something really unpopular, like insanely unpopular. Sometimes you kind of wish you could go back.
Oh!
You kind of wish, just a little bit, because it was so simple to be buying weights because we had nothing else to do. So we bought yoga mats and weights and skipping ropes, and I bought PlayStation and games and like useless crap because you have nothing to spend your money on.
That's the thing. So sometimes, we all could have saved.
Sometimes I'd like to go back for just a week. Just a week. And then come back out of it again.
See, the problem is, if you went back for a week, it took us about 3 weeks to actually get into it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You need to go back for 2 months and then you're like, you really settle into the lifestyle.
Okay, that really is unpopular opinion.
Do you know what I mean? And then the other thing, the paints reminded me that my mom is an artist and my housemates and I used to organise online virtual art classes with her on a Saturday afternoon. She'd be like, hello, girls, have you got everything ready?
Oh,
okay,
my
today
God.
We're going to do the pool bag chimneys. Are you settled, Meg? Do you have your water?
Emma Nolan, sit down in the back.
It was such a good crack. I loved it. This is such a tune. It's Dochi and Denial is a River. You're with Emma and Dave. This is Spin.
What's up, Dochi?
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tickets.
Gertie.
All right, let's get you out of here. Let's get you to Fuerteventura for 7 nights, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Bit of sun in the bones, bit of heat.
I need it.
Bit of sun cream.
I need a holiday and I need a winner on this holiday.
Yeah, me too. Where you be staying? Me and Dave have been looking at this place like every second day.
I thought you were like, where are you staying? Me and Dave have been. And, oh, it's stunning.
No, it looks really, really nice. It's the Pierre and Vacances Village. And again, it's just one of those places that strikes you somewhere that your only job is to chill out.
The place is much nicer than the name.
Yeah.
The name is like vacancies, as if there's like spaces available. There'll be no spaces available. It's gorgeous.
Absolutely. On to give the golden ticket a lash this morning is Hannah. How are you this morning?
Good, yeah.
What's the plan for the day?
Work.
What do you do?
Primary teaching.
Ah, very good. On a what?
What classes do you have?
I'm just in support at the minute because I'm still in college.
Okay, so. Very good.
What's the experience like? Is the classroom what you expected it to be?
It's tough.
Yeah, a lot of work.
But it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, cool. Listen, when's the last time you got a bit of sun?
A long time.
Was it last summer, year?
Maybe?
Was it last summer? Okay, where did you go?
I'm trying to think where it was last summer. Spain.
You must go on so many holidays that you just can't remember.
Oh,
Hannah,
too many.
Yeah.
That's your typical teacher.
We know what your teachers are like. What?
Only joking.
All right, Hannah. Let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yes.
Amazing. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
Do you know how many songs an artist is going to play?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs an artist within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Hannah?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Swords.
Hannah from Swords.
Good luck.
North
Hannah.
County Dublin, the very best of luck. Song 1, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Chapel Roan, Hot to Go.
Stop the clock, A1, Hannah.
In the bag.
In there within 5 seconds. That was really, really good. Chapel Roan and Hottogo, Hot to Go.
That is the most perfect average ever in those 5 seconds. Speed it up if you can, you have it in yet, but well done, great start.
Let's go for song 2, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on.
Dream.
No. Come on.
Oh no.
Oh God. Swap it if you want.
Swap.
Yes. Good choice.
All right, what you missed there, it was Bruno Mars with Lady Gaga and their collaboration Die With A Smile. Yeah, I know, annoying when it just doesn't come to you, but don't worry, that's grand. We're back to the original time of 20 seconds and we'll give you a brand new song too.
20 seconds on the clock and a brand new song too coming for you, Hannah. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Ella Henderson.
No, it's the other one.
Oh. Can I swap?
No, we've no more swaps.
No.
3, 2, 0.
No.
I was
about to say it.
She was about to say this. Connect.
That is Becky Hill. You're going to kick yourself.
Becky Hill.
Do you see what I mean by the other one?
Yeah, I do.
But honestly, I think that you are a good player at this and I think you could come back and storm this someday. So do keep trying to play because you could be a good player.
I know it's well and good to talk about this in hindsight, but I think if you got Die With A Smile, you kind of would have smashed the next 3 songs.
Yeah, I think you probably would have.
Anyway, look, here
tough
we are.
To say, but Hannah, listen, did you have fun?
I did.
That's all that we care about, Hannah. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too.
Good luck.
Bye. I think the only thing better than a holiday at the moment, which would be just so exciting, is a free holiday.
Yeah,
that's
free
what
holiday.
We want to give you.
I came across a TikTok the other day where it was like the things you say on holidays, like who's showering first? Do you have the key? What time do we get dinner? Will we go to the beach after breakfast? Oh, we go to the pool. What are you wearing tonight? We go to the shop, do you want anything for the bar? All that kind of stuff.
Oh,
you could be saying that for free on us. Were you screaming at the radio? Do you know your tunes? Well, register to play tomorrow. Golden in a WhatsApp now. 087 711 1038.
This is the song.
Oh, don't play it for her.
I know it's
don't
me.
Play it
Adam,
for
what are you doing? Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars and Die With A Smile. This is Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Spin.
Hey, morning.
Crack. So I've been kind of banging on about this for the last couple of weeks, but it is, and I have to say, like, growing up and everything, like, I basically the last 7 years I've lived with my friend in the house sharing have genuinely been some of the most fun and exciting times of my life. I just love living with Emer, and it's just really sad that, like, after years of house sharing, it's coming to an end. And, like, maybe I'm going on about it a bit much, but, like, I'm really feeling it.
Yeah,
I'm really feeling it's a big, like, thing. Like, sadness
if
of it.
If my housemates were going to move out, like, well, a couple of them, if they were going to move out, I would be very
devastated.
Very sad. Yeah.
Like, every time she opens up another flat pack packet, I'm like, oh, I can't look.
What's she opening a flat pack packet for?
To put stuff in to leave the house.
What's she putting in a flat pack? Like, as in boxes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, and those Hoover bags and stuff. Every time I hear a rustle of one of them opening, I'm like, no, I can't be here while you're doing this.
I thought she just, like, kept opening IKEA tables and building them.
Sorry, yeah, I don't know why I called it a flat pack. But you know what I mean? To keep all your...
Yeah.
Push down your stuff is what I meant to say. But anyway... We were obviously, we've had such great memories together, and she's not going anywhere else. I see her all the time, but, like, I won't be living with her anymore. And I think that's sad because we get on so well in that environment.
Yeah, you always have.
Yeah. Anyway, I said to her the other day, we'd been out now for a few drinks for Miles Smith, right?
And
we were getting kind of all up in our fields about us being like, last week now, next week. And we kind of said, like, Wednesday, Thursday would probably be really, like, heavy lifting with, like, driving stuff over to her, where she's moving to and everything. So I said, Tuesday, girl, Tuesday, work from home, because we're going out and we're getting glam, and get yourself ready early. She said, oh, where
on
are we
Tuesday?
Going?
Tuesday.
Yeah, right, because Wednesday, Thursday is gone and she leaves Friday.
Oh, right.
And she was like, where are we going? And I was like, it's a surprise.
No.
It's a surprise.
I know what's coming.
Make sure to get yourself really glam now. We're going to have a lovely evening. Just the two of us, blah, 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 blah. We'll be out of the gaff by like 5 o'clock. We'll still get a good night's sleep. We'll be home early. So that was fine. In my head, I was like, geez, you better make a plan for Tuesday. All right. Today is Tuesday. And Emer is like, so what time will I be ready for today? I'm like, oh, like as early as you can be, because we have to be gone. We have to be gone out early.
Oh, dear
as
God.
I have absolutely no idea. Every time I think of an idea of something to do, I think that's not significant. That's not worth keeping from her. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
not
worth being a surprise. So I asked ChatGPT this morning for help.
Okay.
I said, my housemate who I've lived with for almost 7 years is moving out on Friday. We're best friends and I really want to do something in Dublin tonight. Any suggestions? What they've come back to me with is engage in some friendly competition at Flight Club.
Okay.
Play a few darts.
That's good.
They've encouraged us to go kayaking on the Liffey tonight. Not sure she'd be into that now, to be honest with you. And what gives me great fear, because we must come to work tomorrow and we must get a good night's sleep, is Temple Bar, and that we should go to the Cobblestone tonight.
That sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun.
Sounds like a wild Saturday.
I have incredible stress levels today.
Yeah.
The glam is probably going to kick off in the house around 4 o'clock, and I still don't know where we are.
Why do you do it to yourself?
I don't know.
I feel like this kind of stuff happens to you a lot, and it benefits anyone else, but it just detriments you.
Yes, it does. Yes.
And you refuse to learn from it.
No, I don't know. I know nothing.
So why don't you learn from it?
Yeah.
Why don't you turn to Emer and go, do you remember I said that? Do you remember we were kind of heavy in it? Yeah, I have nothing planned. What do you want to do? Because whatever yous will do, she'll laugh at that. Whatever yous will do, it'll end up being fun.
I know. I just kind of want to make it significant as well, but also, like, reasonable. It is a Tuesday. And I've made this promise. I think she's trying to organise working from home today so that she can get her glam on early.
See, I think now is
the time. I feel
like
a terrible friend.
Now's the time that you need to own up.
Yeah, Callum.
Okay, I've got a couple of suggestions for you because I'm better than ChatGPT. Call me Chat Callum.
No.
Okay,
just keep
going. Just move on.
Chat CF.
Maybe. There's three big venues in Dublin that all have things on tonight.
Go on.
The Olympia, the Bord Gáis, and the Three Arena.
What's happening?
Okay, in the Olympia, there's Tinashe.
I don't know a single song from Tinashe.
Okay.
I think she's a big star in America, though.
Yeah. You could pretend that Emer, you thought Emer was a massive fan.
Then I'll come across like an even worse friend.
Okay. Moving on to the Bord Gáis. It's opening night of the show And Juliet. So it's the story of Romeo and Juliet from Juliet's side if Romeo didn't die.
Opening night?
Yes.
I don't remember getting an invite to this. How dare
Well, there
they.
You go. So it's opening night. Or... And this will pull at the heartstrings in the arena.
Oh.
Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol.
Oh, I'd love to go to Snow
Patrol.
Just say yes.
Are Snow Patrol in the arena tonight?
They are, but they are sold out.
Oh,
for God's sake.
Yeah, sorry about that. And that was one small detail.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. Oh, lads.
Are they light up?
Yeah.
Oh, the tears.
Oh, no. The what tears. Do I do? Hey, anyone selling Snow Patrol tickets for tonight? Oh.
Just say yes.
That's the winner.
Yeah.
Right, need to figure that out.
087-711-1038. If you have Snow Patrol tickets, Emma will buy them for a lot of money.
I can't believe they're sold out. That's unreal.
Oh, I'd love to go on holiday.
I'll check on Ticketmaster resale.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. That is the winner. She'd be balling.
Yeah, she would.
Oh my God. Here's Cyril. You're on Spin. Kick. It's Emma and Dave, and I was saying, a little bit. It's a funny one this week because my dear friend Emer is moving out of her humble abode, and we've had such crack in that house over the last 7 years. Some of the best years of my life. And it's just so sad to leave that situation of living with your like best pal. Anyway, I kind of said last week we were kind of out and we were getting a little bit emotional, not crying or anything, but just a bit like, oh God, we've had such great times. And I'd kind of said to her last week when we were out together, keep next Tuesday evening free. I was full of joys at the time. And I said, keep it free now because, even work from home because we need to be out early. We're going to do something really special on Tuesday, just the two of us to mark the occasion, because as the week goes on, it'll just be really busy with moving stuff out of the house and everything. And today's Tuesday.
And you have nothing planned.
I'm stressed because I've nothing done. And she's asking me last night, like, right, where are we going? What are we doing? And I'm like, oh. It's a surprise!
Oh, why do you do it to yourself, Emma?
It's a surprise when I have nothing organised. Producer Callum just filled me in on stuff going on in Dublin tonight. Little did I know, Snow Patrol are in the Tree Arena. Mm. Lads, this is perfect. You know the way I've often talked about me and Emer having our YouTube sessions where we just sit at the weekend and watch YouTube? Snow Patrol come up a lot. This would be spot on, right? By hook or by crook, I will get us into the Tree Arena tonight. I don't know how. The gig is sold out. There are some online now. They're looking at like 100 quid each or something. So we'll see. I'll have to just maybe get us a couple of high vises and do a bit of sneaking.
Yeah, bring a ladder.
Imagine this.
I love you, Emer. I love you, Emma. Living with you has been wonderful. Oh, I've missed you so much. It's gonna be awful alive to live with a boy. That's a match. It's exactly how the conversation will go tonight.
By hook or by crook, lads. I will get myself there. You trust me. I don't know how anyone have Johnny McDay's number.
he's not the one that's going out with Courtney Cox,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Fair play to
I'll
him.
DM Courtney Cox.
Yeah, DM her. Yeah, but Aisling has said, if you can't get Snow Patrol, the ferryman is in the Gaiety.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't you see that? Yeah. Silverworks and Make Rings. You go to Silverworks and Make Rings together.
Make some rings?
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, pricey tickets. Looked them up last night, actually.
You can bring your own drinks to this, apparently.
Right.
And Jen has said, head to Doll Society for a bottomless brunch.
Appreciate you, but we're looking at this evening, so brunch is going
to
happen.
Jen, she wants to go to Snow Patrol.
Any other options now out? I am literally got my blinkers on. I'm a woman on a mission. We will find our way to Snow Patrol tonight. Okay. Well, thank you, Callum, for that.
I've ruined your life.
No. Kendrick Lamar and Not Like Us. You are listening to Spin. It's hard to believe that song was released almost a year ago now, and it's still just flying and just a big resurgence on the back of the Super Bowl and everything.
I will say this, Emma Nolan was right about that song.
Thank you.
When it came out, it wasn't being played on radio.
Yeah.
And she went up to her head of music and she was like, you should be playing this. And he was just like, okay. And so now it's a massive song.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I really appreciate
she
that.
She was correct. It does happen. It does happen where Emma is correct.
I know, it's hard to believe.
It's mad when it happens, but it does happen. Listen, this morning on the show, we have something interesting to ask you, and it's what are some things that older people in your life get wrong? Okay, the reason for this is I was listening to Young Hot Guys the other day, and Tony Cantwell was talking. And he said something that kind of just brought a load of stuff to my mind. But he said that he was watching The Simpsons, and his Homer was on the screen, and Tony's dad walked in. And he went, "Huh, there's Bart." And I just loved it so much because I was just like, "That is so parent to do." Do you know what I mean? And I was thinking a load of things started rushing to my mind. I had an uncle who I think he must have walked into our sitting room one day, and I was watching on TV, or maybe I was in his house or something. And I remember him saying, like, "Oh, do you know what's good is Keenan and Josh." Keenan and Kel, but Drake and Josh. Mixing the two together. Yeah. We have a family on our road called the McGrattans, right? But my granny refuses to learn their name or thinks that they are called what she thinks they are. And she'll always go, "And how are the Magoos?" But like, she's not being mean, right? And she's not like calling them. She just always thinks that that's their name.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She also calls it Manchester United City.
No, she
does. Yeah, yeah, she does. And she has called it Chelsea United. So there's
How does your dear granny, who you adore,
I love so much,
calling Manchester United City? How does that sit with you as a Manchester United fan?
It's the only thing I ever correct her on.
Apart from that, she can say whatever she wants.
Whatever she wants.
I love you, granny.
The Magoos are doing well, granny.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's Manchester United. It is not Manchester United City, and it is not Chelsea United. So yeah, it's kind of just one of those things where, you know, when they say it and you're like, oh, that's just nearly correct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nearly is. So 087-711-103, voice notes are so welcome on this. What are some things that older people in your life get wrong? Because it's so, it's easy. Like, it's so funny, and it's just, it's so innocent as well.
Of course
I find
it is, yeah.
The Keenan and Josh thing is just ridiculous.
I'd say it happens a lot with musicians as well. What's her name? Is it Church Road?
That's Chapel Lizard.
Is that the girl now that's named after the church?
Yeah.
Chapel Girls.
Recharged.
This morning on the show, we're asking you, what are some things that older people in your life get wrong? The reason for this is that my uncle once called it Keenan and Josh, as opposed to Keenan and Kel or Drake and Josh. There is a family on my road called the McGrattans, and my granny always calls them the Magoos. How's the Magoos doing? And she also calls it Manchester United City and Chelsea United.
Wow, that's just brilliant. I love her so much.
Yeah, she's great. But she's really clever on everything else, just not Premier League teams.
And listen, I'm sure the stuff that, like, a 17-year-old is like, why is she calling it that? Zoe was on.
I know technically this isn't wrong because it used to be this, but all the older people in my family, like my mom, my aunties and everything, if we're meeting for coffees or something, talking about Butlers, they said, shall we meet at Bewley's? And like, I'm 27 years correcting them, it's Butlers. But it's never going to be Butlers, it's always going to be Bewley's.
Class.
That's gas.
Big fan of that song there,
Zoe. It's the same as like, my dad would be like, oh, and we're going to Lands End Road. Like, no, we're going to Aviva.
Yeah,
we're
point even as well.
There's something about that, and it goes back to my girlfriend Jess's family. They go to Florida near enough every year, and there's a place in Florida in the Disney complex called Disney Springs.
Right.
It's Disney Springs. It's a shopping district, load of shops. Think Kildare Village, but in Florida. But it used to be called Downtown Disney.
Okay.
And they will only ever call it Downtown Disney to a point where they came back from Florida just after Christmas, and they were saying that they went to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
She started saying Disney Springs and then corrected herself back to Downtown Disney, and it frustrates me.
That's their dead name.
Call it by its name.
I know. Roberta's hanging on there. What are some things that older people in your life get wrong, Roberta?
My dad continuously calls my husband Nathan, even though his name is Ethan.
Ethan, oh no.
And we've been together for the last 17 years.
Your husband's name is Nathan, and your dad is just like, I'm sorry, I'm calling him Ethan, Roberta. Deal with it.
Other way around. His name's Ethan, and he calls him Nathan.
That is so funny. Why, out of interest, does he just refuse to learn, or is he doing it as a kind of a power move?
Probably a bit of both.
Yeah. I like that.
That's excellent. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Roberta.
Bye.
Someone has said, my name is Danielle, and my fiance's nana has been calling me Daniela for 8 years now. I don't even correct her anymore.
Brilliant.
It's such a nanny thing to do, isn't it?
It is. This person says, my neighbour calls me Alan and has done for the last 15 years. My name is Aaron. I've never corrected her. Now my 3-year-old asked me, why does she call you Alan, Dad?
Long story, son. I love that.
Unreal.
We're talking about what are some things that older people in your life get wrong. Things keep coming to my head. My granddad used to come in while I was playing FIFA and be like, I didn't know this match was on. I'm like, oh no, it's just a game.
No way!
It's just a game. Like,
it's so realistic looking. That's brilliant. How do they have all the best players?
Honestly, it's like, I didn't know Real Madrid were playing Barcelona. That's mad.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were asking you, what are some things that older people in your life get wrong?
Amber's just dropped this in.
I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine one time, and my mum walked in and goes, oh, what's that? That's that show. What is this? 9.99 Precinct. And she was close. But then, yeah, there's a pub called The Bald Eagle near where I live. And she always calls it the hairy fox. So it's like the connections are there. She knows there's animals and hair or no hair, but there's always some sort of mix-up with her.
That's incredible.
That's my favourite one yet.
go, go, go. Here I go. Spins fully charged.
Good morning, or should we say Dali?
Dali? Why should we say Dali?
Some very Dali exciting news just come through to an email in the last 20 seconds. Pitbull's coming back to Dublin.
Nice one.
He can't get enough of the place. He was only here last week, and the new date, he's coming back in June. I think he came over and was like, this place is a party. This little man needs to be in Dublin. Tickets are going on sale on Friday. That's, yeah, this Friday at 9 a.m.
Do you think he's just a really big fan of Dali Mount?
Oh!
I'm here all week. Speaking of incredible and odd men, I want to tell you about a guy who I met. I told you about this in the show yesterday. I'll tell you about a new friend I have. His name is Bernard, I think. I changed the name for his own anonymity, but I met him in the pub on Saturday and he was wild. He was a bit, you know, he's a bit mad, and he sat down with me and my friends and our girlfriends and stuff, and he turned to me and he was just like, I love the girls, they're great, and they're brilliant the way they're chatting away. And he said, you see her, she talks a lot, I like her. And I was like, yeah, that's my girlfriend.
He's not in a creepy way,
he's just he's just fun, do you know what I mean? We asked him to come to the pub with us, we were going to another pub, and he said, oh, sure, go on, I will. And then we were like, cool, it's your round. And he was like, do you know what, lads, I'll leave it. And so he didn't come to the pub. But I forgot to tell you the main part of my interaction with him.
What?
He turned to my mate's girlfriend and he just goes, do you see him there now? And Kathleen went, yeah, David. And she goes, that's Justin Timberlake, right?
What?
And Kathleen goes, what? And she goes, that's Justin Timberlake, no?
Sorry, this man thought you, David
Hammond. I was Justin Timberlake, yeah. And
he'd been out all day, I'd say.
He was fine, Emma. Oh, I'll have you know. Not a bother on him.
He was in a bad way, that poor lad. It's time for him to go home. Lads, it won't be long coming around till Oasis Fever is well and truly here. They're gearing up, obviously, to go on tour. And look, we don't even need to talk about how significant that is.
It's going
to
be huge.
That's going to be huge, guys. Liam Gallagher is one of my favourite people to follow on Twitter. He's funny. And sometimes if you are bored and you're looking for something to do, I'd recommend you go on to Liam Gallagher's or Gallagher, onto his Twitter account and look at his replies to people. The way he does be chatting to people in the morning, it's like he gets up and has a coffee and says, I'm going to chat to fans now and take the mick out of them for a while. But he basically went online and he's kind of upset fans. Now, this is clearly a joke, I've no doubt about it. He's saying that their gigs might last just under 59 minutes and 59 seconds, right? Someone said, I bet you know they're going to play for just under an hour. And he replied with that.
Okay.
I've no doubt they're going to put on an epic show at least 2 hours.
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, people have paid serious cash for these tickets. They'd want to be on for more than an hour. No one wants to see your support act.
No one does want to see your support act. Especially for someone like Oasis. I don't mean that in a rude way. But
no,
it's
just
like,
come on and play a deadly gig and go off.
Yeah, it's Oasis. People are there for you, I suppose, in this case. Some fans spent over $1,000 on tickets.
Some people even spent more.
Stuff. Yeah. It got me thinking, though, about the shortest gigs that have been on in Dublin and further afield. Can we all cast our mind back? I actually don't know if I'm ready. Nicki Minaj last year at Malahide Castle.
Oh, my God. You were there, weren't you?
I got a taxi to Malahide from Rathfarnham.
Oh, my God.
And home.
Oh, my God.
It was the most expensive day I've had in a long time.
I'd say it was. And did she come on?
I think we saw her plane land. We were all standing there looking in the lashing rain. When she was due to be on about 40 minutes at this stage, I think her plane landed.
And so did she play at all?
She did. She was on for about 35 minutes, I'd say.
Oh, my God.
She was due to be on, obviously, whatever the normal time is, 9:30. And Malahide, maybe it was even earlier as a summer gig. It could have been 8:30 because the really strict policy at Malahide Castle was you got to be gone by 10:30.
Okay.
So we all got about 40 minutes out of that whole experience.
That is a horrendous show for Nicki
Minaj. It was shocking. It was just such a bad experience from start to finish, the whole thing. My friend had travelled all the way from Limerick to come to Dublin for the gig.
My God.
That was what I felt worse about, was that my friend had made such travel. I was looking at some other, I'm kind of sad about some of these. The 1975, who I love, in 2023, during their At Their Very Best tour, which I saw at the Three Arena and was lengthy, but some of their concerts were criticised for being just under an hour.
Yeah.
Apparently they often kind of elongate their shows with these really theatrical elements.
I was wondering about that, yeah.
And if some of the stadiums can't provide that kind of technology, then as a result,
or pyrotechnics or anything like that, they can't do them. I once saw Codaline.
You both talk about Codaline.
It was like my first gig ever. And honestly, if Codeline, you know, if Codeline had played for an hour and a half, I wouldn't have said a word. But they played for less than an hour, and the support was Gavin James. It was the worst day of my life.
Okay.
It's just, it was awful from start to finish.
Didn't have a good time.
No, I didn't. It was one of my first concerts as well.
You were like, I don't like this concert.
I was like, this is crap. Like, they played for an hour, like less than an hour, and then they were off. They played for 45 minutes and then came on. They were like, we're going to sing you guys a couple more songs. I was like, you don't even want to.
Yeah. You know what annoys me as well? It's beyond the fact that you spent money on a ticket. It's the getting yourself mentally prepared on a Tuesday evening to leave the house, travel, go to a gig, deal with crowds, deal with all the stuff you don't like about the gig.
Right,
no, but like there's stuff, I hate big crowds of people, and then you're like, are you actually saying I left the house and then you didn't even play for an hour? Billie Eilish in 2022 at Coachella played much shorter than what would be standard for Coachella, around 45 to 50 minutes.
I would have thought that would be standard, but the only thing I'm saying about this is, like, I know it's like, alright, it's an hour, it's a long time still, but you're paying so much money for these concert tickets. You deserve some sort of show.
Absolutely. The Weeknd as well, in around 60 minutes. Like, the money that you're making for, I always think, like, anytime I do anything now, I'm like, what is that by the hour? Because I remember my first corner shop job was like $9.50 an hour, right?
Mm.
And I'm like, in 60 minutes, the same amount of time, what's the Weeknd make for that hour of work? Does that just make you feel so sick?
Don't ever ask that question. Yeah. It's awful.
And then you have the likes of Taylor Swift putting in the serious graft. 3 hours was a column for the Eras tour. And that's like an experience. That's longer than a movie. I'd probably be done. I'd be like, Taylor, wrap it up after 2.5 hours.
Good morning. Something I've noticed is whenever there's any podcast clip popping up on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, maybe the comments can be so negative. Like, people write things like, podcast equipment should be more expensive, or I guess literally anyone can start a podcast.
Mm.
And they think it's a clever way of saying the podcast is terrible or whatever.
Do you know what people don't realise?
Go on.
If you don't want to listen to a podcast, you actually don't have to.
It's Isn't crazy. That mad?
Don't have to watch that movie or read crazy. That book or listen to that show, whatever you want.
I came across a podcast the other day on Twitter, and the caption was about the podcast, but it was just a clip. Like, no one's actually listening to the podcast. They're reacting to the clips, you know. But this was funny. The caption was, and it was quite positive, just zero life experience discussing grub with the boys. Absolutely rules. So the whole reason for this Twitter, this tweet, was that these teenagers, like young lads, talking about food with each other. They're kind of rating food, you know, and he's like, I love this. And I thought, like, hell yeah, that's what I like. Anyone can start a podcast, and like, how do you get big? You got to start somewhere. Do you know what I mean? So this is what I kind of like.
I've often said I'd love to start a podcast with my niece Florence, like even just like 5 parts, leave it at that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, she's at that age where she'd give you an absolute bangers, but it would take about 7 hours to try and get 20 minutes out of her. She'd just keep getting so distracted by something. Do you know what I mean?
I used to follow a guy who did that with his daughter, right. And it was so fun. Like,
and almost for not to be famous, for like the family.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way to have forever.
Yes,
more
I love
so
that.
Than to be big or
well,
whatever.
These lads are a little bit older than Florence. I'd say that's probably about 11, 12, cool. 13, right? And they're from Maryland in America, and they've been nicknamed online. There's 4 of them, right? And they all have nicknames. Chub Perm, Nonchalant Kid, No Name, and McLovin, right? And they discuss...
God, I'd so be No Name, wouldn't I?
They discuss food. I don't know the real names. I don't really want to be honest. But their podcast clips went viral because of their discussion that really didn't have any substance whatsoever. Like, it just wasn't anything. And that's exactly why I loved it.
Right, what's your favourite topping on a pizza?
I'm just a... If I had to choose, it'd probably be, like, pepperoni, but I'm just a regular cheese guy.
I just do cheese. I just do cheese. I don't really like pepperoni. It's kind of a weird taste.
I agree.
See, I love it because, like, not one of them has a different opinion to the other.
Yeah.
They're all just a bunch of lads in a room agreeing with each other, and I think it's so pure.
But you never get to hear that anymore.
Yeah.
Everyone else has to take a side and have a view.
Exactly.
View and all that, yeah.
I think if they kept doing that, the podcast would be over in 10 minutes because they'd just agree on everything. It's so, so good. This one, they're talking about cookies. I just love them.
Chunky Chips Ahoy, you ever have those?
Oh no, I've had like...
They're like,
Do you know Soft Chips Ahoy, like the ones that come in the red
box?
Yeah,
those are pretty.
Those are the best Chips Ahoys.
Yeah, the Chewy Chips Ahoy?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the best Chips Ahoy. I don't like the Crunchy Chips Ahoy though.
I dip them in milk, so
it
kind of takes that
away. That's nice.
So I dip them in milk, right? So the amazing thing about this podcast is the comments, right? People are obviously, you know, still taking the mickey in a way, but they're commenting on it
in a nice way.
They're commenting on it like they're discussing like an English poem. in Leave Insert, right? So someone commented on that clip of the cookies. A true sign of power and dominance from our fearless leader, Chubb Perm. He asserts himself yet again as top dog by showing the ability to enjoy any cookie, regardless of hardness, by simply dipping it in milk. Solutions to problems are what makes leaders great.
Absolutely.
Someone said, typical coward McLovin will only eat from the red cookie container while his friend Nonchalant shares his irrational fear of crunchy cookies. Reasons like this is why they will always play second fiddle to leader Chubb Perm. I love this. Anyone can start a podcast. Not everyone should start a podcast, but everyone can start a podcast, and that's what I love.
I think actually I have a podcast idea. Imagine a podcast with me, my granny and my niece.
That'd be very cute.
I think that'd be good crack.
Three generations.
Jeez.
I already got a name.
And we're going into a song called Generation Love.
Generation Love from New Era.
We'll get New Era to do the team tune for the podcast, will we, yeah?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
For now, though, we are playing One Foot in the Rave, where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune. That tiny little snippet sounds like this. That is 0.4 seconds, would you believe it? 0.4 seconds. If you guess that today, you will win a grand total of 8 IMC Cinema passes. All you got to do is rave in a WhatsApp.
All right, Nicola's there. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. You popped over now. Guess for One Foot in the Rave. The clip sounds like this. What's your guess?
Jade, Angel of My Dreams.
Jade, an Angel of My Dreams is a great shout. It's wrong, though.
No!
I'm sorry, Nicola. Really good guess. Thank you for ruling it out.
No,
don't sound like that. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Also, there is Yana. Yana, how are you?
I am good. Hi.
Hi. All right, Yana, this is the clip.
Do you think you know what that song is, Yana?
I think I do.
Go on.
I think it's Chandelier by Sia.
Chandelier by Sia.
I want to hear that again. Callum? No!
Oh, don't do that to us, Callum. You see, me and Emma don't know the answer, so producer Callum just really slowly lifted his hand and then went, thumbs down. It really sucked. It was an awful experience. Yana, thank you very much. A great guest. Thank you for ruling it out.
No worries, guys.
Bye, Yana.
Have a good day.
I don't know what we're going to do here, lads.
So does that mean 0.6 seconds tomorrow?
And it means 6 IMC Cinema passes.
Can we
well.
Hear it?
Yeah, tomorrow's clip sounds like this. I'm really hoping for some clarity on it this time. Someone took a breath. I know what it is. I think I know what it is.
I actually still don't know what it is.
One second out.
Oh, I'm fuming now. If Emma's got this, I'm going to be raging.
Emma's got it.
I recognised that person's breath.
Go on, play one more.
And
time.
That's the truth.
Wow. That's crazy.
Okay, I'll give you one.
I swear down, I do not recognise that beat. I recognise that breath.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew what was coming then.
I don't know. The only person I know who breathes through songs is this person.
It's not Ellie Goulding.
It's not Ellie Goulding.
No.
Oh my God, I'm chuffed. Well, I should have known it days ago. That first clip is ridiculous considering it's that song, Callum. What? All right, 6 IMC Cinema passes to go on this tomorrow. We play One Foot in the Rave again after 9 a.m.